Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Merrill Smith with Greensburg Community Bread of Life. Good morning to you, Merrill.
Good morning. Nice to be on today.
Well, great to have you. Well, great to have you, sir. And of course, on as we have been mentioning in the news throughout the morning, the Greensburg Community Bread of Life, getting the Farmers Feeding the Flock fundraiser, getting that started again this year. And it was announced on at Saturday's Egg Day breakfast that you have another donation. Somebody else stepped up this year, Merrill.
You bet. The Broussall family, which they're located there at Sandusky, stepped up, and they're going to provide a 20-acre cornfield this year, and we're very, very appreciative of that. Scott Broussall will do the farming. His wife, Sarah, teaches second grade at Greensburg Elementary, and the mother, Carolyn, she's also part of the ownership of the property. And when I talked to Scott, then he went and talked to his mom, Carolyn, about the possibility of doing this project for the Bread of Life. She said, well, I know what Bob would do. Well, Bob is her late husband, Bob Broussall, who's done so much for this community. He was on the Decatur County Council and just helped a lot of people in his community before he passed away of cancer. And so not only are we going to have Broussall's doing the Farmers Feeding the Flock 20-acre cornfield for us, but we're also going to do it in memory of Bob Broussall, a great person in our community, and that fits really well. So we're honored to do that, and we really appreciate the Broussall family stepping up and helping us. This is a major donation, and people have done this. This is our seventh year for Farmers Feeding the Flock, so our seventh field, and it's just been tremendous how people, these farmers, have stepped up and said, I want to do this.
And, too, also, Merrill, the fact that it seemed like the community in general has really stepped up as well through their some of their donations when it comes to farmers feeding the flock.
Yes, absolutely. The way we try and do this project, it has three objectives. Number one, to use a local resource to grow funds for the Bread of Life. Number two, which is my favorite, is to educate our community about the cost and risk of crop farming. And then number three is to promote agriculture in our community, as agriculture truly is the bread of life. And so we sit down with the farmer each year and figure out what the cost of the inputs are going to be. For example, the corn, how much it's going to cost to bring in all the seed, to the fertilizer, the herbicide, the insecticide, and the fungicide, and all the things that we need to do for all the inputs, and we come up with a total cost of that. And last year we did soybeans, which is cheaper, and Fogg Family Farms provided a 30-acre soybean field, and it was $325 an acre for the inputs, and that included the planting of the field and the harvesting. And so we asked people, businesses, organizations, and individuals if they'd like to sponsor an acre at $325, so they make out a check to the Bread of Life for that amount. And that added up last year, just in acre donations, was over $40,000. And then when we sold the crop, which yielded 73 bushel per acre, we got like $13.50 a bushel. We ended up with $66,000, a little over $66,000 for the Bread of Life, which is tremendous. And this is, as I said, this will be our seventh year. Our first 6 years total has been over $299,000 raised for the Bread of Life with this Farmers Feeding the Flock project.
And we're speaking with Merrill Smith with Greensburg Community Bread of Life, and also the man who pretty much runs the show when it comes to Farmers Feeding the Flock. And I know that when you have the event in the fall, after everything's done, you have an amount raised. And now, does the amount change? I mean, do donations come in afterward?
Sometimes, yeah, we get some. But we usually have our celebration dinner far enough after the field's been harvested that donations pretty well quit coming in. And we also honor the blackout period that the United Fund has in starts in September, October through the first part of November, so we're not allowed to solicit for funds at that time, and which is just fine. This project is really works good in the spring and the summer. We put out a lot of information to ask for donations and tell them what the cost is. We also try and keep people informed of how the crop's doing and how the weather's providing for us. And so that all adds up and builds enthusiasm. And, you know, we want people to learn what crop farming's all about and the risks that farmers take when they plant their field and hope that they'll have something to harvest in the fall. And, of course, the past few years have been very good to farmers, and the weather's been good. A little dry, but we still had excellent crops last year. So it's nice. We've been well blessed. It's a great fundraiser for the Bread of Life, and we really appreciate the support that the community gives us and helps us keep going.
All right. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Merrill Smith with Greensburg Community Bread of Life and the Farmers Feeding the Flock fundraiser right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Merrill Smith. He is with Greensburg Community Bread of Life. And, of course, on Saturday, it was announced that the Broussard family will be donating 20 acres of a cornfield to the Farmers Feeding the Flock fundraiser. And of course, Merrill, as we mentioned, it's such a huge fundraiser. But also understand that you've got another one that's coming up later in about mid-March, another big fundraiser for the organization.
Yeah, Tom, we've got our annual. We have two major fundraisers for the Bread of Life, and one of them is coming up here March the 7th. That's our turkey noodle dinner. Last year, we served 2,297 meals that day. This year, Melissa is preparing to serve like 2,500 meals. It's a drive-through, and then also during lunchtime, any businesses that want to buy, get 12 or more meals, we'll deliver those during the noon hour. And some of the businesses, that's the way they thank their employees. They go ahead, buy several meals, and we deliver them, and that works out great to say thank you to their employees, and it helps the Bread of Life at the same time. We also do the same thing in the evenings because a lot of the factories people work in second shifts, so they'll order meals, and we'll take them out there. And then we have the drive-through that day, and so totals up to, we hope, we'll be close to 2,500 meals that day. And then we also solicit sponsorships for the turkey noodle dinner, and that helps pay for all the inputs there, and of course, Melissa starts making noodles way back in August to get ready for this in March. And also she cooks like four or five turkeys every week starting in August. And so the food's pretty well ready. And includes apple pie, and it's a great meal. Some of people don't realize, what the Bread of Life's all about in a way, but the first meal was served in August 19, 2001. We served 13 meals. This past year, 2023, the calendar year, the Bread of Life served 28,972 meals. That averages out to about 557 meals a week. So it's a busy place. It's helping a lot of people and has had tremendous community support through our two major fundraisers and other things that we do. So we're just well blessed, and we really appreciate, the support that we get. Melissa's expanded some of the things that we do, including to serving a good hot meal. We also have what we call the RISE program, where we educate people on their finances, how to handle finances. I went to one of the meetings on how to buy a vehicle, and there's all kinds of subjects that they use. They also have cooking classes there in conjunction with the RISE program. We started the Garments of Grace for Adults, which is clothing for adults that need help that way. And some of those adults might be going, getting ready to go to a job interview. We help them get looking good for that. We also do blessing boxes now for families to get them through the weekend. They can pick up blessing boxes on Thursday at the Bread of Life. So we've been able to expand our services to help people in need because the community's helped us so well. And it's just been a win-win situation. I was able to go to the National FFA Convention 3 or 4 years ago and went to one of the general sessions, and the keynote speaker there made a statement that really, I think, sums it all up. He said, God does his best work in communities. And I think that's so very true in our community and all the communities that WRBI serves. And I think that we're well blessed.
Indeed. And of course, the Melissa you were referring to is Melissa Foyce, the president, CEO, and founder of Greensburg Community Bread of Life. So done a lot of good work. And as far as folks who may not be familiar with the organization and they want to learn more, how can they go about finding out more about the Bread of Life?
Well, we do have a website, and I'm not computer savvy, so I think it's GreensburgCommunityBreadOfLife.com. And then the number at the kitchen, if they would like to volunteer, we really appreciate. Last year we had over 400 volunteers come and help. And we always need volunteers to help prepare food, deliver food, rescue food, all kinds of things need to be done. If they're interested in volunteering, then I would suggest that they call the Bread of Life and schedule it when they can do that rather than just show up. It makes it a lot easier if Melissa can plan on who's coming when. So they can call 812-663-1055. That's the soup kitchen number. And they'll be glad to sign you up to help volunteer. If you want a tour, Melissa will be happy to give you a tour and explain what all we do there. We're proud of what we do, but we also want the community to know what they've helped us do. And so we're happy to give people a tour and show things, how we do things.
All right. Very good. So again, that number again to call the soup kitchen is 812-663-1055. And the website is GreensburgBreadOfLife.com. And again, the 17th annual turkey noodle drive-through dinner, March 7th. That'll be held at the Greensburg Community Bread of Life. And be sure to log on to GreensburgBreadOfLife.com and get your tickets or see somebody about it and go from there.
You can go to the Bread of Life, Tom, and get their tickets, and they're only $10. You get a lot of food for $10.
Yeah, not bad at all.
It's a great value.
Yeah, it sure is. Absolutely. Well, Merrill Smith, we sure appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us. Stay well, because we need you and the folks at the Greensburg Community Bread of Life doing what you do, and hopefully we can call on you again in the future.
You bet, and I want to thank you, Tom, and WRBI for helping us get the word out so that we can help people in need. It's a wonderful community we live in, and we appreciate all the support we get. Thank you very much.